ויער בולות בן ציפורי אסכולה שרוס ישראל מויד צרש זז אסכולה שרוס ישראל מויד אמר אילו שני מלוכים שהיינו בטוחים עליהם ויומדו בפניהם עונו על החסקמו וגמו לפי חוך ויוגו מויד צמנר שתנחומה ירבולות בן ציפורי אסכולה שרוס ישראל לא אמוירי וקליוקו עושה אז זאת אומרת דרך הפשט אז פשוט הוא הראה שקספיץ לאו וקליוקו עושה אז הלכו את הסדאו ריטים בישראל שרוס ישראל לא אמוירי סקרס ים סוף מלחמס המולק why these are the things that did not disturb me The Kriyoko speaks out that he was the Pasuk is Merames Asher also Yisroel, Yisroel is Yanki Rovinu Ve'yom Oshim Choyaka Yikim Yisroel Le'emoyri, Rashi says, Medrash says in Vayechi Asher lokachti miyad le'emoyri b'charbi u'b'kashti He told Yosef, I'm giving you chelek echod alochecho eshchem shor lokachti miyado emoiri b'chalbi u'b'kashti And the Targum Ungelus says in Parshas Vayechi shor lokachti miyado emoiri b'chalbi u'b'kashti b'chalbi u'b'kashti means bebu'usi u'b'tzlusi bebu'usi u'b'tzlusi shubakach of my davening I took shchem So, he realized that the Kriach in Israel is in davening. The Kriach of Israel is in davening. So, the main Levali saw that the Kriach of Israel is in davening. He went to call. Bilam, that is Koichoi Betfile, to try to win Klal Yisrael. So this was the remnant. Asher also Yisrael Lo'emoiri, that they won Take, Malchei Emoiri. And Asher also Yisrael Lo'emoiri, that Yaakov Avinu says that through davening is the way that Klal Yisrael win. And maybe he went to call Bilam to help them with the Koichoi davening. I had a Rebbe once, I would say to Moshe, he said to Bismedesh, you see someone faints or something similar. It's the first time I went to teach Ashkofe. Chumashir and Ashkofe goes together. But not that I could have helped. By standing there. There's a lot of people helping. I went to call up Vakshar to stand with me. Another that I think that he understands in these things. But can be where a bocher bismedrash faints. It's morning, so maybe it's a different discussion, but they have a rabbi. And a beim have to stand and show that they care. It's not a question if it's bitl teyer, if it's not bitl teyer. If you can do something, you can do something. Another, the bocher that can help is don't have to sit and learn, as long as I understand it. But the rabbeim have to close the gemara and stand. I'm teaching you one day you'll be rabbeim. You stand, you show. It's a question how to show sympathy. It's not chiluch there. But on one side someone is fainting, and the other side the rabbi is busy answering someone a kasha. What is exactly the pshat? Al vele, because of shvach, because mitzvahs, oivu lasiyosum, not oivu lasiyosum. Some things you show. Once I went to visit someone. They came to rent the apartment for Sukkot, the Chavya somewhere. We came back with the Sukkot, we passed through the house. It was like a big, on the wall, a big black thing, huge screen. The guy felt very embarrassed. He said, tell you the truth, my rabbi said, we have to cover it when the rabbi comes. And I said, who I'm faking. I told him, your Rebbetzin is right. When I was a bocher, I was 16 years old. I was living in Yeshiva Skotel. And I didn't feel good. I remember not feeling good. I had to go home. But that day, I was a Yeshiva Masmit. So this time I didn't take a haircut for 3 months of this. I'm going home. I know my mother will yell. One people in the bocher was kidding. So the mother, yeah? So on the way back from Yeshiva, I'll stop at the barber, take a haircut, and I'll go home. At least my mother will see. So it was 10 o'clock in the morning, I was in Disney, I was about to faint. So I packed my stuff. I lived in the same neighborhood, so I just never went home. But then I went to the barber. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting in the barber, waiting for people before me. And they had a newspaper, it was called a Mudia. That was only a Mudia, it was no different newspaper. Shiva never knew what was happening before. So I picked up the newspaper to see what was happening. So it's 10 o'clock in the morning, mitten winter's man, and I'm sitting 10 o'clock in the morning in the barber with the newspaper. And the alter mashgiach of Yeshiva comes to get a haircut. Yeah, I never missed a second. I was there for 12 o'clock. He comes 10 o'clock, I'm sitting by the barber reading the newspaper. So I was thinking what to do, and I'll throw it to the floor. So he sat near me and I carried out reading newspaper. So I came home, I told my father what happened. My father told me, you're a chutzpah. He says, you're right, to throw the newspaper that the Mashiach will not see that you read it. That I didn't say that. When the Mashiach comes, you close the newspaper and you put it. You don't sit near the Mashiach and read the newspaper. It's pastish. You're not cheating. Short heel, no, you have you. Or do you explain yourself or you don't? Oh, but to sit in there. I said, you're right. Could be you have that TV. I'm not saying. You don't invite your Rebbe to your house when you have a TV. You cover it. It's not you cheating and you try to tell him that you're not. But by not covering it, it's a chutzpah. So I'm saying, this is a musa that I got as well. And it's the same thing here. I'm not saying it's what to do. I'm not saying that you have to go down the bochum thing here, you can be back here and that push the top inside from mitzvah. But when it happens, you get up. Someone fainted, maybe you could help. You show up. It's not enough to say, anyway, people are taking care of it, so why I have to get up? That is the right hashkof. You stop, I can help, I can help. So I had a rabbi that would say, if you can help, say a kapitul tehillim. That for sure helps. How much guys here said a kapitul tehillim, yeah? Everyone was massive to try to help something. I'm like, kapitul tehillim, we're so vital a shkofer that anything you're asking to do, you can't do nothing. So, but kapitul tehillim, you could say. That's what you said, a kapitul. I'm sure he said that everyone did it to try to find the cousin to find out that he has a death. I'm sure. Every time when you walk in the street, this rabbi, he was lifted already. An ambulance will pass near us, he would say 1 second, say, if you're here, we'll carry on walking. Every time. Nowadays there's so much, I don't know how you work it out, yeah? But every time when we walked, there was an ambulance, we're singing this medrash, and we heard the siren of the ambulance. Every time, it's just 1 second. Such a chinuch of showing. It's a posh kazach, but... ויוגו מויוב מפני האום מועיד כי רבו, ויוגו צמויוב ויימו מויוב בזיק נמידיון עתו ילך איך ועקור אסכול סיבוסינו כמחוי חשוי יסיר הכסודה ובולוק בן ציפו מלך למויוב בישראל. וישלח מלוכים אל בילום בן בוער תסירו הנה הם יוצאו ממצרים, ועתו לכונו אור לי ישעום הזה, כי עוצו ממני, אולי יוכל נקה בוי והגרשנו מן האורץ. כי יודעתי אשר תבוירוך ומבוירוך ואשר אותו יריעו. חפוץ חיים, אני רוצה לספוס, כי אני רוצה, this is the difference of bad people than good people. What is the time of Moyer? That's all. Moyer was here. Try to think from Moyer perspective. They're sitting, Klal Yisrael are going, and they're getting one after each other. He said, Bilal, please help me. It's not right. Midian really take one out of the picture. But Yod and Moyov. Rashi says, גר במלחומו מידיון תגל they were not planning to fight but more of them were planning to fight so in the Chofetz Chaim if they would come and ask please help me that I would be saved from Klal Yisrael would be no time left He said, a bad person, someone starts off with him. He says, Boyle Oilom, please get rid of this guy. Boyle Oilom, make me rich. Boyle Oilom, take care of me. Protect me that nothing will happen to me. Protect me that he will not disturb me. Don't try to get that person. Don't try to get that person. The chisol, say one of the rebbes, would say over, but Rabbi Malka, most say chisisha stories, really kadmoini, but you say chisisha stories, but Rabbi Malka. So he would say to Mashish, that once was the king, with his son, the king had like a helper, and he would go all the more to try to find him. And he came once to the Jewish neighborhood and he sees everyone is doing Kiddush Levana. So the Pugim went over to someone, what are you doing? So what he said, he said, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. He said, I'm a Yelson, you know, and then we're learning us, we're teaching what is David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. He said, David is the king, you know, what is Chai V'Kayim? He's alive, and what he will do? He will kill all the Goyim, and what would our king? The guy says, he's the first one in the group. Then he tells him, he says, you know, we do Mal Malki, as soon as David the Melech, it's called Sulas Mashiach, it's a Gris Azav. He says, I could call him my brother. He says, yeah, because he runs to the king, you don't understand. There's this David the Melech that is going to kill everyone. The king just up with him, they go to Mal Malki, and everyone was singing, David Melech Yisrael. He asks, what is it? Melech Yisrael, it's Chai V'Kayim, it's coming soon, very, very soon. What is going to do to the guy? What are our king? The first one, such a rush, he has to get rid of him. Gets to the king, and the middle gets up. I'm not feeling good. He runs to his house, he calls all the army, you know. He puts everyone around, you know, just in case the Melech is coming. And he calls the Rav of the city, and he tells the Rav, you know, I want to see David the Melech. So the Melech is dead, he has a cave in Yerushalayim. Listen, if in 3 days the Melech doesn't come to see me, I'm killing all the yin. Because if I tell him, there's no way to bring him, he's dead. He says, then I heard myself, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. You know, in 3 days, was a yin, pushed a yin, that lived in the village. Now, the Rav came back, and he made exeira, the whole city, everyone has to fast. Yom HaVelayla, 3 days, Lehavir is exeira. This yid lived in the village, and he would come every Sunday to sell ma'adonis, which is a kind of grass, bush together, and he would sell it to everyone. The kids, he comes to the city, and he sees everyone is davening. Mr. Yom Kippur, I didn't realize, yeah, you know, old village guy. Mamish doesn't know nothing, he runs to the shul, he runs to the Rav, I'm so sorry, I didn't know some kippur, I ate breakfast. Rav says, Gomish, Kids, he goes to find out, they find out, he finds out it's a gzeira. He goes to the Rav, he tells the Rav, I'll take care of the gzeira. The Rav says, please don't disturb us, just let us sit down. He goes out, he hires a wagon, a beautiful wagon, two people, he dresses it nice, says, just drive to the king's palace. And when you come to the door, they stop you, as we are, say, David HaMelech is inside the wagon. He drives, he comes into the palace, they stop him. Who you are? I'm the Melech is inside. Kids said they bring him to the king. And the priest stands there. And the king comes into the king. The king said, why are you? I'm the Melech. So he sees the priest is about to yell, David HaMelech. He says, I know you. He sold my adonis to everyone in the city. He says, the king, you want me to prove that I'm David HaMelech? Cut this priest in two, I will put him back together in a minute. He says, the king, you don't know, I can see him, I'm telling you, he's the David HaMelech. I know, and the way I know, my chokhmah, I'm telling you, he's the David HaMelech. There's no question about it, we don't have to check it. So the king says, what, David HaMelech? He said, we're getting the whole story, I don't know details. And he says, what are you planning to do? He said, I'm planning to kill all the goyim, but you, the king, because you were so nice in the Yidden all the years, you will be with me, and you'll come with me, and when I come, I'll... But what I want is that you will take off all of the taxes for the city, and you'll build them a big shul. And there's one more thing I want to ask. There's another ear that sells ma'adonis. If you could ask Rana to sell ma'adonis in the city. Let's say a ear goes to the Rebbeinu. He could ask. I no sense. Yet let that clothes store that sells shirts to clothes that disturb me. We look exactly like that person. Ask the king, you near the king, ask for 500 ruble. You'll be a king all of your life. Claim Kepale. Yenin, Yenin. Says, Bolokahosho, he believes in Bilo. And not only that, if he would ask to save Moyov, it's the easiest thing. Maybe Hashem will not be against it. He's not. He's just trying to become the Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, L'tzoy Yisrael, Ki Boruchu. And he tries, and he tries, and he tries till he fails. Stop! L'tzoy Yemen! So the person had a bad roommate. Hashem get rid of the bad roommate. L'tzoy Yemen! Chavetzai is the Shmuzul of Chavetzai. Daven for yourself! Daven for good! The football jealousy. That shul, that shiva, that person, that rook. So busy. You think the only way Hashem can make you better is by make everyone small. Let everyone have what they need to have. You can't. But the kina, the sina, inside of the human being. So the guy is by the king, you can ask for what he wants. Yell him and he's fucking him out of this. Yell. He said, we laugh at that farmer. We laugh at that guy from the village. And often very, we stand in Yom Kippur and we look like that person. My store, even my store will be better. Hashem, give me parnasah v'shefa. Give me to be happy. Give me to learn. Give me to be a talmid chacham she'ein kedugmasah. The whole world will be talmid chacham. The whole world will be rich. Everyone will fly in private jets. Machpat lecha. Machpat lecha. So that was the time. Because without that, we have to understand, look at the perspective of Pollock. Vayogo ro'om. He says, Chavetzai would say it. Vayogo ro'om. Moyog me'oid. What do you want? The guy is petrified. He doesn't know what to do. He's dead petrified. He's so scared. So what he's doing, he's diagnosing, he's going to a Navi, that Hashem gave him a Navi, and he says, please save me. It's the most right thing that a person has to do. What makes him, what makes him so wrong? He's not asking for that. He's not asking for one time to be saved. Mikal Klal Yisrael. Ayuchu zikne mayo bezikne midyan uksomi beyodo. ויבואו אל בילום וידברו אל עובדי ברית בולוק. והם עלינו פה הלילה ושבייסי את סכמדובוק אשר ידבר השם. וישבו סוירמו עם בילום. אז רשי הרסה זה גבר וגזח. רשי סעד, it's very interesting. זיקמי מידיון went with זיקמי מויוב. Zikne Moyov came to Zikne Midian, and together they went to Bilom, they asked him to be Kalim. Vayehu Zikne Moyov, Zikne Midian. Vayehu Alem, Linu Poy Alaylo. Vayeshu Sori Moyov. Frank Rashi, what happened to Sori Midian? Frank Rashi, they took Ksamim Beyodo. If he says yes, if he says, we're waiting till tomorrow, and we're Mamesh. It's Chaval. So before you say, what is the pshat? One pshat they say, Zikne Midian, they knew Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew the koyach of tefillah. Moshe says, Emdo ve'eshmo mayeda berashem. Right, this is what Moshe says every time. Emdo no ve'eshmo. If Bilom has to wait till tomorrow, so he's not equal with Moshe. Chaval al hazman, Moshe will win. The Shaila is such a good Zach, so what happened to Zikne Moyov? So some say the same thing. That they said, Im Yelechimonu Yesh B'mamesh, Im Yitchenu En Goyto Yeretz. The Maizah, he did something in between. He said, we'll wait till tomorrow. So Zikne Midian said, well, we meant that Yivodoyche means even push it off. Because Moshe said right away. Zikne Moyov said, yeah, say that. That they didn't know. They knew yes and no about what the Mephoshim is saying. Zikne Midian were not negei abadova. They hate Klaus, but they went with it. When he said it's not negei, they realized that it's not negei. Zikne Moyov, they needed a hate. When a person has negeis, he's blind. He doesn't see, it's not working, just give up. שולח הנה עם היועצה ויחס את זה מהאורץ לכל כובל יועצה אולי יוכל להילוחם בו ואין לו לגים ולבילום ולסייל את עם הים ולסייל את הסלום כי בו מוכו היום כמו בילום בבויקר ואין לו מעין השם הזה ואלוי חימוך ויקום עשר מר וירבילום ויום ומי בילום הולך עמנו ויסף אוי שלך ויום ובילום ויום וכיום הבולוק עתיב למעלוי חלה יקבל אחרדכו והיה אביא לו יום עליו לבולוק, אם ייתן לי בוק ולבייסי כסף וזוב, לוח עליו עשר שם, שבו פה הלילה. ויום אלוהי גמל בילום, ואיבו לו, אם לקרוא אליך בו, אנוש עם קום לך איתו, ואח את הדובר אשר דבר אליך, אוי סיסס. This is one of the hard parshas. Hashem says no, they come back again, Hashem says that they came to call you go. What happened? So for sure, the Gmor and Makis Abumano says, the Velch Shalom, ואי צלי לך מליכם. And then again, and he goes, and the officer tries to stop him again. And he says, no, he said, no, if you really want to go, go. But it's two beautiful biyurim that the Mephoshim say. One of Chavetz HaShon speaks out. At the end of the parsha, what happens in the end of the parsha? Bullock claps his hands and says, I wanted to give you, I'm sorry, I can't. Right? But he spoke his kapo. ואין פרק חובדן, ואיחר הבולוק, ואיסו, ואיימו בולוק, הרבינו לכל בבייקרו שיחו, והנה ברחנו בורך, ברח לכל, מקוים חו, אמרתי, קבל לך בטחו. היום הבינו את בולוק, אלא גם אל מלאכך, אמרתי, ניתן לי בוזר ולזר, לא יוכל רק לספי השם. What is going on? So he says, give up. The first time, בולוק sent, הנה עם יוצא מן אל האורץ, לכונו, אורו לי יסעום הזה. השם says, לא יסי לחימו, לא יסעו יסעום כי ברוך. Second time, Says like this: if a person orders a doctor to his house, the doctor comes and he doesn't manage to merape. You have to pay the doctor the money. You go to surgery and it doesn't work out. You don't have to pay. What? You don't have to pay. You have to pay. If you order a pizza, the pizza doesn't come. The guy tried 10 times to do pizza. You pay for the pizza because you order pizza. Right? If you order a guy, a doctor, the first time, Bolok ordered, L'cho ohol yisa'om azeh. Hashem says, you're not going, you can't course. The second time he comes, Al no tihimona mehaloich elai. Come. And hopefully, when you come, you'll manage to make out but what he's hiring him for come. Vayomer Elokim, in likroi lecha ba'olam anoshim. If they just came to call you, and they, maybe you can make money on that. No. The first time they didn't call him. Lecha ohol yisa'om azeh. Vayomer lo yisei leichem him. You can't course them. There's no point to go. And this is what Bilam answers. So at the end, Bolok claps his hands. I call him to Mekabel. I said, make an invitation. I don't know what it'll be. I could come. The price is the house full of gold. I told him I'm not sure. I said, I'm not coming. I'm coming. You ordered me. I'm coming. I'll try. So that was the Masu Umat. That was the Masu Umat. The Goyen says a little bit different. The Goyen says, in with the ayin is together. Im with the Aleph is not together. The first time Hashem says, Lo yiseleich imoyim. And the second time, Im likroi lecho Hashem lech ito with the Aleph. Zog de goyim, Vayokom bilom abrikim, Vayachmo shisaseinoi, Vayelech im sor imoyim, with the ayin. This will change. Hashem learned to go with the Aleph. Ito, not Imon. Lo yisei leich imoyim. Im likroi lecho lech itom. And you go with your attentions. They will have their attentions. Aber vayuakum vayelech im. Vayicha raf eloikim koi lechu. It's not this was the switch with the chamoyim. And vayicha raf eloikim. Chofetz Chaim would say, "Va'icha Rav Elokim ki hoylechu va'isyatzu malach Hashem baderech le'sotam doy." Says a lot of times in life you see a sotam, and it's malach shorach. Doesn't work out. You miss a flight. Hashem knows who was sitting near you, and the flight was not good for you. Some friends go away for Shabbos. Hashem knows it's not good for you. They don't invite you. Sometimes the Malach Hashem is a sotan. The person doesn't realize he tries to skip the sotan. It's waste. Quickly he will call the guy and he will go with him. Sometimes look, something doesn't work out. There's Malach Shel Rachmin that is a sotan that tries to stop you. Ureichem alach yatoinu b'shneinu oru vimu yvatire osin es Malach Hashem nitzol v'derech לתת האוטו מן הדרך, ותלך בסודם, ויחבילום. אז בואו. ויוסף מלאך השם, ותירא אוסם, ויפתח השם אספי האוסם, ותאמר לבילום, מאוסיסי לכל כי כיסני זה שולם של דו. ואימר בילום, כי סללת בי וישחרת ביודי כי עד דהוריי. רש"י says, כי כיסני זה שולם של גולים, רומז לוי, אתו מבקש לעקו ירעומו אחוי גגס שולש רגול. It's a beautiful, beautiful shame משמואל. It's one of the nicest pieces that I saw. זרעומו רום, she told him, why you hit me three times? Three times, שולש רגולי. Ramzaloy, at the oil of Akhir Rumo Shechagag Shalish and Gogi. The spawn also on the post Shalish and Gogi Tochig Libashono, Ado de Siv Uma Chagag Shalish and Gogi. What is it? Zog the Shimish Wolfen. The more in Psalm will get it soon, hopefully, at the end of the week. The Chesem of Beis, the Gemara says, that Mishael Rikar Kapot Umeali Larege. Already started a little bit of Gimel of Beis. Why Mishael Rikar Kapot Umeali Larege? Shnei Mar Liyachmo Yidishis Arzecho Ba'aloyzcho Leirois Be'Hashem Elokecho. If you don't have Arzecho, don't be Kotzke Rebbe. The Chesed of the Mitzvah Ali Larege was to leave everything at the confessor. Now in the old days, when you left all of your property, you were scared people would come in. There's no cameras, there's no WhatsApp, there's no way to know what is happening exactly. People were sitting in Yerushalayim, they didn't know if nothing is left. Everyone read the Kosar Chameinu, the story with the two brothers, and they're going to the regel, and they're going, why did they come in, and Hashem sent two malochim. Never read it? Oh, really? And everyone, until you say, you never read it? Yerushalmi. So, what about Yerushalmi? But the Kovacoin, there was a pachad atzum to go to Alex Varego. You have to understand, all of the men went. Koschuch, especially Oded Hashem. You would sure you would come to this Amigdash, you would see nervous wrecked people. And you came to Israel. I know also Israel Bereglayim, the most beautiful time of Klal Israel. A person that doesn't have a land, Nishin Chokmah party in Yerushalayim. Michel Lekaka Potom Alila Regel. It's not a party. Chokmah is, it's hard, no matter where you go. A guy that doesn't have to give up, it's time to come to party, we don't leave you here. The party is, you take a bitochim, you take a ishtablis, oh, that is the chokmah to come. So, yeah, the chokmah, the ones that live in Eretz Yisrael, when it's hard for them to find an apartment, yeah, when the wife doesn't have a job, and they're learning, this is the chokmah. The ones that everything works out for them, nothing against them, but then it's your chokmah. The ones that it's hard, it's Mr. Snefesh, the parents are missing that, you have to work it out with them, but those are the umash shechagega, these are the guys that matzliach. Not only to push you down, I didn't say to him, also to stick up for you. We call him, no one knows what I'm talking about. We call him, I want to do it. Zakh Kotzke Rebbe, she told me. Klal Yisrael, Hashem gives them a Nisayon. It's hard, Klal Yisrael. They go three times with a smile. It's hard, they jump, they want to do it. You! Hashem doesn't want you to go. I'm trying to stop you to go. You're hitting me to go? You're trying to force yourself to do bad? They force themselves to do good. The Chogeges, Ramzaloi, Ve'at Ha'orilech Ma'akoy, Umo She'Chogeges Sholesh Regolim. This is what the Osin told him. You don't understand, you're 100% different. Katsuki Rebbe says it somewhere else, everyone says, Vayachmish is Asoinari. Omar Likvar Kotmichu Avram Avinu. Shachet, yeah. Even after what I will say, the Kashi will say, yeah? So they say, I think, Katsuki Rebbe, eyes in the boat. They say, why Hashem told Bilam the first time not to go? He said, well, Bilam wanted help. Midian, Moyo. So it's Nefesh from the Goy. A person doesn't do snedish, it could mazik klal Yisrael. Second time already was for money. There's nothing to be worried, he can't show mazik klal Yisrael. But, for sure, he was nicer, had a kind of do snedish to do his job. His job was to protect the goyim. Hashem explains, Hashem gave him koiches. He told him, you must snedish to destroy klal Yisrael. Avram also was my son to destroy Klal Yisrael. He woke up early in the morning to Shech Yitzchak to know Klal Yisrael. Right? And he didn't make a choice. So it's Nefesh, and he did it early in the morning. And I didn't let Avram, when he did it to Shem Shemayim, you think you will manage? Avraham wanted to do a mitzvah l'shem shomayim. I said, I see the mitzvah, but Klal Yisrael will save. Bilam, that's what the Kotzke Rebbe. But that was Be'etzim the idea. She told him, you're doing bad. And there's a reason to stop and you don't want to see it. And Klal Yisrael, when it's hard for them, they're doing it b'simcha. Spooner says it on the pussum. Shol Yisrael, v'ayloim t'chok li b'shono. So this was the Egel of Mechoyles. This was the Taina and Klal Yisrael. That they were dancing to the Egel. So the Spooner says, the Shol Yisrael golem t'chok li, keneged rikudim u'mechoyles. That is the Kapor of Klal Yisrael, be'etzim t'chad ha'egel. When we saw nefesh to do good, it's over, it was a shidduch. Chosh the Bochum was very close to the Chazanish. They married him a girl. Chazanish said not. So one of the people that was close to the girl went to try to convince the Chazanish to tell the boy to go out with the girl. He said, the Rebbe, you don't understand, this girl has such mesuas nefesh l'teire. She's masking to suffer all of her life. Terrible life. I'll be your husband, will learn. So the Chazanish told us exactly the reason I don't want the Shidduch. Suffering. She has to be excited. If she feels she's suffering for Torah, that's not what he needs. He needs someone that is excited, that doesn't feel that she's masking to suffer for her husband. This is what she likes. This will be her pleasure. Not she agrees to suffer that her husband will learn a year in Eretz Yisrael. Not people that suffer for the year in Eretz Yisrael, but after the year the husband is back. But that wife that is excited that her husband is in Eretz Yisrael. Uma shechoygeg es shalish regol. This is like the Shem Shmur. Shem Zed Zed the Kotzke Rebbe. So she told him, there's no way. There's no way you could win. Klal Yisrael. Lomo Zerikisani shalish regolim three times. Trying to merames you to do Ratzon Hashem and you're trying in bad. And by them when it's hard, they're happy to do Ratzon Hashem. Hom Zoroi Lomo Zerikisani shalish regolim. So Rashi says, "Ketargumay." The Torah in Cheshbon Mitzvah shemekayim be'ofor l'sachro ishoyr l'sisra kilayim eifer poro eifer soito v'kayoytze bo itelchum. But the Medrash is brought down, "Mimono ofor Yaakov sheloikrim b'sar apriye." The mechasim oisei ba'ofo. That minig that we have in the Bismillah, that we cover it. So I heard from Rosh Hashiva in Montreal, that was the name of it. Rosh Hashiva in Montreal was different.
Not the Weinberg?
Yeah. So Mother Weinberg, in the ambulance, he had a heart attack. When he took him to the ambulance the last time, he said this vote. Brought down this medrash, Mono ofo Yaakov, mitzvah shemekayim ba'ofo. The medrash says it's psar priya. He said, the goyim who know Amalek, choytach miles v'zoyrek klapim mal. He takes miles v'zoyrek klapim mal. He's why? You know, we know in our days to touch a kid, it's more chomer than gimel aveiros. Yeah? It's gimel aveiros, laundry money, and start up with a kid. This is the the list of the Chamisha Mitzvot Chamuras in the Klal Yisrael. Yeah? So, if you take a little kid 8 days and you cut off, you know, Alpinist Milo would just, you know, go to jail right away, yeah? Try to cut off the edge of his finger, yeah? So Amolek lekeach miles v'zoyrek lafimah. Klal Yisrael, not only that they do the mitzvah, they patek it, the offer. He says, look what Klal Yisrael. How it could be covered Klal Yisrael? Mimono offer Yaakov, mispar esroi v'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when they do a mitzvah, this mile, they have such a covenant in it in the mile, that the mechaset, and they take care of the mile. Okay, what's happening? Thank you.